All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, July 18th of 2025. Looking ahead here, it is round two of the British Open. The cut is almost complete. It's been a pretty crazy day. Seen some plus two cut potentials, plus one cut potentials. So we'll see where the cut ends up falling. Aside from golf, we have an 11-game MLB main slate to kick off second half of the season. There were 10 tennis matches earlier today. There was also some League of Legends earlier today, and no WNBA today, but plenty of baseball to play. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. Quick note here, I will not be having office hours tomorrow. Instead, office hours will return on Monday. So no Saturday show this week. All right. We did have one question come in prior to the show. Let's get SaberSim pulled up. I do have the MLB slate queued up for today. And our first question, hi, Andrew, do you have any data on the accuracy of the preset fields? I am particularly curious to see the performance of the high stakes 20 max small field preset fields. What would you advise for anyone looking to sharpen ownership projections for different field sizes? Okay, good question. So I don't personally have any data around this. I know that when our team, basically how these were created were by back testing like a wide range of contests in the DK lobby across many, many past slates, figuring out which contests played the most similarly first to create the buckets. Like, hey, how do we group contests, right? Like, that's the first part. And then we ended up going single entry, 20 max, 150 max, every kind of differences at each section. And then the other one was stakes. Like, hey, how does a $1 play versus a $20 versus a, you know, $50 versus $100, right? And then there's difference in stakes. And then from that, you know, it just kind of got more and more granular. And then it's like, okay, which contests fall into these buckets and how likely are they to play like very, very similarly? So for instance, I think like an example would be like the medium stakes 20 max, you know, like the $44 and like the $88 play really similarly. And that's why like they both go into this bucket. And I think like, you know, $44 could be, you know, 44 times 20 and the 88 could be 88 times 12 or something like that, you know? So there's similarities in like those medium stakes contests, right? So that's one thing. As far as like sharpening your ownership, what I would probably do is like use Flashback for this. So like what I would do is like go back to like a past slate, right? We'll go back to like last week, for example, and let's say I'm just going to go to the like MLB main slate. And I go to contests. And I would go to projections. So like basically what I would do is like almost like your own back testing. You know, if you're trying to like, if you're trying to sharpen it, right? If you're trying to take the preset and like make it better, I would probably do something like, okay, let's change the ownership to the high stakes 20 max or whatever bucket this is, right? The 555 would be high stakes 20 max. And then I would click on the contest. And then I would use the actual own column. And then I would basically like kind of study this and just say, okay, how is actual ownership coming in compared to projected ownership? And where are the biggest differences here that I think I can make manual adjustments and account for, right? So like I look at pitching, and then the leverage is always going to go ownership, projected ownership minus exposure. And then here effectively exposure and actual ownership are the same, just so you guys know. So it doesn't really matter, but you can use leverage here, right? To see the biggest differences. Okay. When I look at pitchers, there was nobody that was like that off here. Seems like Jonathan Cannon was like the lowest here, -9.8. And then the highest difference in positive was Logan Allen. He came in at 26, and we projected him for like closer to like 18.5, right? So like this is what I would say is like what you're looking for, like some of these differences. And then kind of trying to figure out like why that was. You know, Patrick Corbin, right? Another good example. You know, Corbin comes in at like 2% or expected like 1.5, comes in about like 8.5, right? Okay, so it seems like there's something here where people clicked more on Corbin than they did on Cannon. And like our projections would have had that like opposite. Like we think Cannon's like a much better value than Corbin was just based on like salary with like similar projection. So like maybe there's something here about like name value. Like I'm not really sure. I wouldn't know what to make of it, but I think that, you know, you could start there, right? Like, okay, why did Corbin come in, you know, higher than Cannon? And then you can try and like make some inferences and try and figure out, you know, what to do. And then you can do the same thing for the batters, right? Okay, we go to the batters, we look at projected own versus exposure. You can even sort by like highest projected own. See where some of the differences are. Hey, a lot of people really played Corey Seager a lot more than his ownership. Okay. You know, the sooner you do this after the slate, the better, because you remember the slate context a lot more, right? You're like, hey, I remember the ins and outs of the slate from yesterday. You know, it's fresh in your head, right? So in my opinion, it's always good to do these type of things the morning after the slate / before you start looking at today's slate, right? Because all that information is still fresh in your mind. So like, okay, I would have noted the pitchers, and then maybe I note Corey Seager. Hey, he's also on the same team as Patrick Corbin, you know, where people playing him and Corbin together and trying to get like some correlation with like the win equity for the pitcher if Seager does good, right? So there's always going to be like a couple spots that stand out. You know, Neto ended up coming in lower owned. You know, this could also be related to Corbin, right? Because Neto faced the Rangers, who Corbin pitches for, right? So this is like effectively what I would be doing, trying to figure out how to improve your like custom fields, right? Other things you could possibly do is look at stacks, right? Like, hey, if I'm looking in this contest, you know, what stacks did everybody play, right? And then this is part of like our backtesting too, but it's like, okay, you know, what are like the more common stack types, right? For these type of contests. And you can look at those things. You can compare it to like the preset field. The way you would do that is you would come over to the field lineups, and then you would like pop it out. And then when this loads, you could like see what the most common stack types in the field are, right? So you go to projections, you go to stacks, and it's like, okay, 5-2s, 4-3s, 5-2, 5-3s, 4-2s, right? And you kind of compare some of the like correlative aspects of the lineups together, right? So like I would also be doing that, right? Okay, how much correlation do these lineups have? You know, how much is actually coming in, right? If you're adding this up, you're like, okay, you know, SaberSim thinks that, you know, there's about 50% of lineups are 5 stacks, but I've looked at, you know, a lot of slates, and, you know, maybe it's closer to 60%, right? Okay. So then you make the adjustment. So like what I would do, right? Okay. So we get some general ideas, all that kind of stuff. Okay. What do I do to account for this the next time, right? Okay, I come into the build. So then I would effectively change the like exposures here. So like what I would do, or the ownership. Well, let's talk about this twofold. So one, right, for like pitchers, I would come in and I would change their ownerships, right? You know, maybe I'm going to move some pitchers up, down, left, right, just up, down. And then maybe, you know, I'm going to move some batters up and down, right? I think what I would do for the stacks is set minimum exposures. Like, hey, I know that, you know, I want, you know, this many five stacks, right? And then, you know, maybe I go like, okay, this one's usually like, I don't know, 10, 30, 20 or something like that, right? Maybe like these are like the spreads that I'm using. So I would use the minimum exposures for the stacks. And then for the players, I would just change their ownership projections. And then once I've done that, I would go to the ownership and then I would go to generate field from ownership down here. And then it should take all of those things into account. So that's how I would be trying to sharpen the ownership projections, which was the overall question here. So hopefully that helps. All right, keeping it rolling here. I got one question live here. What rules and filters should I change to on Ultimate for MLB Classic 50K to first? All right, cool. So this leads us right into a slate demo for today, which is perfect. All right. So we're going back to the main slate. I'm going to jump over to contests. And we're going to turn on the 50K to first here, because this is the one we're going to be we're playing in this example, right? We're going to go to our build. All right, cool. So I'm in the build, right? Ready to build some lineups. What am I doing, right? Well, probably the only thing I'm doing up front is turning on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule. Not going to set any filters. Not going to mess with the sliders. I like how the min salary is already 49,000. This is a big slate. Usually the 10 plus gamers, the min salary jumps up here. And then I'm just going to make the two minimum required projection adjustments to unlock the build lineups button. Okay. So that turns green. Cool. Kick this off. So my lineups page is going to pop out here, which is good. All right, and lineups are running here. We are running 5,000 here because we said we're on Ultimate. So, almost done. All right, so we're in the post build. Sim's going to auto kick off because I have the run contest sim automatically toggle on. We do have a default group here, so we will use that. I'm going to sort by exposure. That way, once this finishes, it will just auto sort by exposure. Now, let's say I'm playing, you know, like, I don't know. Let's say I'm playing 50 lineups, right? I'm playing 50 lineups in this flagship, okay? So I set up my 50, I'm going to make sure that the ROI is the contest that we set up. And then I'm going to switch to portfolio mode. Okay. So the builder is going to run the portfolio mode. And then it's going to pop out my lineups. I like to view my lineups in expanded view. So we're getting really close here. We have an average projection aggregate metric. And then I'm just going to change this from target to this custom one that I did. Let's get rid of that. Average ROI save. My metric is not populating. Not 100% sure why. I wonder if it goes away. All right. Well, we'll roll with this. I actually think this should work. We'll roll with this as is. I don't know why it's happening. I'll figure it out later. But anyways, we're ready to start making adjustments here. One other thing I would do, right? And I was talking to somebody about this. Setting a filter for ROI greater than zero is just a good safety net. It protects you from playing negative ROI lineups, and it just makes sure you never end up in a spot where you are doing that. ROI greater than zero, save. All right, so we got our lineups back, so that's perfect. Now the filter moved about 1,000 lineups into the trash, so we still have a lot of lineups to work with here, so that's great. So we've taken our pool of 5,000, narrowed it down to 4,000, cut off about like 20% here, and now we're about ready to start analyzing this and really getting into the build. So I always start like kind of zoomed out approach, right? Stack exposures first. Okay, great. Our top stacks, 5.2, 5.3, 5.43, right? A lot of correlation. And then some spread down here at the bottom, but, you know, two lineups, nothing too crazy. Some game stacks of Minnesota, Colorado here. And let me move this and move myself over. Minnesota, Colorado, you know, Coors game, getting some game stacks seems pretty normal. We come into the team stacks, okay, getting a lot of Minnesota, far and away the highest projected run team on the slate. When we look here, okay, we're getting some KC, we're getting some Cleveland, getting kind of a bit of these teams. You know, KC has a lot more pool exposure. Cleveland doesn't have so much. Kind of interesting there. Now, what I've been doing is I've been looking at like my individual stacks, right? Because I think it's important to know what team you're five stacking and like your big stacks, like 24% Minnesota. So just taking a ton of Minnesota stacks here, like big, big stacks, and then a lot smaller stacks. So like, yeah, we might have like 20% Cleveland, but like they're not really popping out. They're popping as like a three stack. And then a little bit as like a two stack. So like 14% of our Cleveland exposure is two and three. So they're more of like a complementary stack, right? They're not like a team that like we're jamming super hard is like fours and fives, right? We're playing more Minnesota, some KC, and then we are playing like a bigger spread of like the twos and threes, some Tampa Bay, some Dodgers, some Cleveland, right? So all that looks good to me. All right, so stacks and everything look good. Correlation looks good. Team stacks look fine. Now we get into our players. So I'm going to start with the pitchers. Now we have some leverage on Strider. We have some leverage on Castillo. We have some leverage on Glasnow. If we look at just projection, these are the top three projected pitchers on the slate. And then if we look at value, they are three of the four, like 2, 3, 4 exactly, and then we're even on the highest value on the slate. So seems okay with me. I don't think anything looks bad, and I'm trusting the builder. Okay, I go over to batters. So this one's kind of interesting, right? We had a lot of Minnesota. Now when we have a lot of Minnesota, right, and they are far and away our highest stack, something I'll do is I will spend a little extra time looking just at that team, right? So I'll filter, go to Minnesota, sort by order, and then I'll look at this team and I'll be like, okay, where is most of their exposure? and how does this all shape up, right? So ownership, exposure, leverage. Okay, looks fine. So we're pretty like positive leverage. I mean, we're either like even or close to positive. We're a little over on Correa. So it's not like that big of a stand that the team is getting a ton of ownership overall. I don't know how I feel about being like under on Vasquez. Yeah, he's like the nine hole hitter, but there's a lot of like rap correlation here. So it's like hard to say. Buxton is like the only really high salary hitter here. A lot of these other guys are like kind of good, like 47, 48, 42, 41. No like 5Ks or anything like that. So they make a lot of sense to me. You know, could I leave it like this? Yeah. Could I get maybe a little more Vasquez? Like, yeah, I could. He's the only one we're like negative leverage on. I don't know. If we're like targeting Minnesota super heavy, only having him in two lineups, feels a little bad, but it's really personal preference. I would probably just leave it, but at least I like looked at this, right? At least I'm not going to be surprised if Vasquez has like a really good game and I'm like, oh, how did I miss that? You know, da 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 da. But here I've taken the extra time to do some QA checking and I'm making a conscious decision about what I want to do here. And in my case, I'm going to leave it. It would totally be okay to like give him a little bit higher minimum exposure if you wanted to, right? So again, that is totally fine. All right. So at this point, right, I think I've done everything I wanted to do. I'm using portfolio mode. I have my ROI greater than zero filter. I had my no batters against opposing pitchers rule. We didn't need to move the salary. We checked our correlations. We checked our stacks. We checked our big stacks. Checked our small stacks. We checked our pitchers. We checked our batters. We checked our highest our exposures to our highest stack team, right? We are verifying that everything looks good along the way and making sure that we're happy with the lineups that we're getting, you know, regardless of the outcome, right? We want to be happy with the lineups before we submit them. But if I were playing MLB today, that is the approach I would be taking. Aside from that, I think we're all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.